Morning, everyone.
大家早。
It is an awesome occasion for us to be here today.
今天是这么荣耀的日子，我们能够在一起。
This is the day that our Lord and Savior rose from the grave.
今天是我们救主从死里复活的日子。
We serve a risen Savior.
我们侍奉一位复活的神。
Let's put our hands together for our Lord and Savior.
我们为我们神拍掌。
I have an awesome, awesome message for you today.
我今天有一个很奇妙的信息给你们。
It talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
讲到耶稣基督的复活。
The only problem is,
这唯一的问题是,
this message is as long as the days that Jesus was in the grave.
这个信息是跟耶稣在坟墓里的时间一样长。
But I'm going to try to condense it real quick.
但是我会尽量缩短。
Let us open our Bibles to Leviticus 23.
让我们打开我们圣经到利未记23章。
Starting at verse 1, we will read verses 1 through 8.
从第一节开始我们读第一节到第八节。
And then verses 9 through 14.
然后第九到十四节。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall you be work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation.You shall do no customary work on it, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. The seventh day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你要吩咐以色列人对他们说，以下是我的节期，是你们要宣告为圣会的耶和华的节期。六日要做工，第七日是完全安息的安息日，要有圣会，你们任何工都不可做。这是在你们一切的住处向耶和华当守的安息日。以下是你们要按时宣告为圣会的耶和华的节期。正月十四日黄昏的时候，是向耶和华守的逾越节，这月的十五日是向耶和华守的除酵节。你们要吃无酵饼七日，第一日要有圣会，任何劳动的工都不可做。要将火祭献给耶和华七日，第七日要有圣会，任何劳动的工都不可做。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, verse 9, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them,When you come into the land which I give you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted on your behalf. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And you shall offer on that day when you wave the sheaf a male lamb for the first year.Without blemish, as a burnt offering to the Lord. Its grain offering shall be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to the Lord for a sweet aroma. And its drink offering shall be of wine, 1/4 of an hin. You shall eat neither bread nor parched grain nor fresh grain until the same day that you have brought an offering to your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings.
第九节，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你要吩咐以色列人，对他们说：你们到了我赐给你们的地，收割庄稼的时候，要把出熟庄稼中的一捆拿来给祭司，他要把这捆在耶和华面前摇一摇，使你们蒙悦纳。祭司要在安息日的次日把这捆摇一摇。”这摇着捆的那一日，你们要献一只一岁没有残疾的小公绵羊给耶和华做燔祭，同献的素祭是十分之二依法调了油的细面，作为献给耶和华馨香的火祭。同献的酒交酒祭是四分之一新酒，无论是饼是烘熟的谷物是新穗子，你们都不可吃，只等到你们把这供物带来献给你们上帝的那一天才可以吃，在你们一切的住处，这要成为你们世世代代永远的定律。
Amen. Let us pray.
我们祷告，一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, help us today.
亲爱的天父，今天帮助我们。
God, help us to see how these feasts point to Jesus Christ.
帮助我们看见这些节期怎么样指向耶稣。
God, help us to see the significance of these feasts.
帮助我们看到这些节期的意义。
As they teach us about ourselves and about our Lord Jesus Christ.
来教导我们能够知道我们自己，也知道我们的主耶稣基督。
This we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Amen. So these feasts,
所以这些节期
are the feasts that God originated.
这是神创造的。
These are not man-made feasts.
不是人创造出来的。
God says, these are my feasts.
神说这是我的节期。
These feasts,were created to honor God.
这些节期创造出来是要荣耀神。
And to remind us of God's blessings towards Israel.
来让我们能够纪念神给我们给以色列人的福气。
These feasts also play another important role.
这些节期有另外一个很重要的意义。
They serve as types and shadows pointing to Jesus.
他们是一个表彰代表耶稣基督。
And they also show us God's redemptive plan towards man.
同时也告诉我们神救赎的计划，对人的救赎的计划。
Okay, Colossians 2:16 and 17 says this. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival, or that's a feast.Or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ.
哥罗西书二章十六到十七节，所以不要让任何在饮食上或节期，节期就是刚才讲的节期，初一、安息日等事上评断你们，但是这些只是为后世的影儿，这实体却是耶稣基督。
So in Leviticus 23 verse 3,
在利未记二十三章第三节
we look at the Sabbath day.
我们看到安息日
and how it points to Jesus.
它怎么安息日怎么代表怎么指向耶稣基督
And it says, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation.
京剧这样说，六天你要工作，但第七天你要休息，这是安息日。
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
The Sabbath day is a day of rest that reminds us that God rested on the seventh day.
安息日是休息的日子，是提醒我们神工作六日，在第七日他休息了。
This was a day of resting so that we could read the law and worship God.
这是 这是
So this was a day where we read God's law and worship Him.
这是我们可以休息的一天，但是我们要用来读神的话语，思想神。
This was not a day for working at all.
这不是让我们工作的日子。
But this Sabbath day points to a spiritual rest.
但是这个安息日指向一个属灵上的休息。
A day of resting from sin by resting in Jesus Christ.
这是我们在我们从罪休息的日子，然后我们是在耶稣里面得到休息。
She doesn't have her scripture, but we're going to read Matthew chapter 11. Oh, here she goes.
Hold on, I have it.
Okay, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 says this. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. Look at this. And you will find rest for your souls.
马太福音十一章二十八到三十节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。看到没有？必得安息。
So we see that rest is not on a day, but rest is in the person of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到休息不是在那一天，在哪一天，而是在耶稣基督里面，这个人里面，我们得到休息。
And we don't have to work for relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系，我们不需要做什么工去得到这个关系。
We are brought into reconciliation through Jesus Christ.
我们与神和好是因为经过耶稣基督。
Now the next three feasts are exciting because they happen during Holy Week.
这下面三个节期是非常让人兴奋的，因为它都发生在一个成圣的星期。
These next three feasts refer to the death, burial, and resurrection.
这三个节期指着耶稣基督的死、埋葬跟复活。
Okay, let's read Leviticus 23:4 and 5 again.
我们再读利未记23章3到5节。
These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover.
第四节，耶和华的节期就是你们到了日期要宣告为圣会这些。正月十四日黄昏的时候是耶和华的逾越节。
The Passover reminds Israel of God's deliverance from Egypt.
逾越节是提醒以色列人，神把他们从埃及人里面拯救出来。
Pharaoh refused to let Israel go.
法老拒绝让以色列人走。
And God said, at midnight,I will go out in the midst of Egypt.
神说在午夜的时候我会在以色列全地行走。
And all the firstborn in the land shall die.
在全地所有头生首生的都会死掉。
God said on the 10th day choose a lamb.
神说在第十天选一只羊。
A male lamb of the first year.
公羊要小于一岁的公羊
，without blemish，
没有残疾
，a sheep or a goat，
或是绵羊，或是山羊
，and on the 14th day kill the lamb，
在第十四日把这只羊杀了
，and take its blood and put it on the two doorposts，
拿一些血把它放在两边的门框上面
，and on the lintel of the doors，
同时在门楣上面
，where the lamb is eaten。
然后那个门楣是在那个你吃羊的那个房子。
Now I will read Exodus 12:13.
然后我们读出埃及记十二章第十三节。
Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
第十三节，这血 要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们，我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。
The life of the lamb preserved the life of the firstborn.
这个绵羊的生命保存了以色列人头生的生命。
Do you see how this represents Christ?
你可以看到这怎么代表预表了耶稣基督吗？
The Passover feast points to Jesus Christ.
逾越节是指向耶稣基督。
Look at Matthew 26.
我们看马太福音二十三章。
In Matthew 26, 1 through 5, it says,Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these signs, that he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace of the high priest,who was called Caiaphas, and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people.
马太福音二十六章一到五节，耶稣说完了这一切的话，就对门徒说，你们知道这两过两天是逾越节，人子将要被出卖，钉在十字架上。那时，祭司长和百姓的长老聚集在那称为该亚法的大祭司的院里，大家商议要设计捉拿耶稣，把他杀掉。可是他们说，不可在过节的日子，恐怕百姓生乱。
Amen. Notice, the Pharisees did not want to kill him during the feast.
注意，法利赛人。没有要在过节的时候杀耶稣基督。
But this was appointed time for Jesus to die.
但是这是神指定的时间要让耶稣基督死。
The Passover feast points to Jesus dying on the cross.
这个逾越节是指着耶稣基督在死在十字架上的时候。
Why? Because Jesus is the Passover lamb.
为什么？因为耶稣基督是逾越节的羔羊。
John 1:29.
约翰福音一章二十九节。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
第二天，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人。”
Jesus is the Passover lamb, and Jesus even used the Passover meal to point to his death.
耶稣基督是逾越节的羔羊，耶稣基督用逾越节的晚餐来指向他的死亡。
First Corinthians 11:23.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. Okay? And this may not be in the notes. Okay? Okay? This may not be in the notes. I throw her a curveball. Okay? Okay. And so we'll read it slowly. Okay? Verse 23. For I received from the Lord, which I also delivered to you.
23节说，我从主那边领受的，我也交给你们。
That the Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed,
当耶稣基督被卖的那一日
took the bread,
拿起饼来
and when he had given thanks,
祝谢了
broke it and said,
打碎饼
take, eat, this is my body,
就说拿这个饼吃，这是我的身体
which is broken for you,
是为你所破的
do this in remembrance of me,
如此行乃是纪念我。
Remember, Jesus is using the Passover meal to point to his death, burial and resurrection.
记得耶稣基督用逾越节的晚餐指向他的死亡、埋葬跟复活。
In the same manner, he also took the cup.
同样的，他拿起杯来。
Saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood."
这个杯是用我所立的新约。
This do as often as you drink it.
如此行，当你喝的时候。
In remembrance of me.
为的是纪念我。
The Passover points to the death of Jesus Christ.
逾越节是指向耶稣的死亡。
Next, we have the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
下一个是除酵节。
It happens the next day after Passover.
它除酵节是逾越节的第二天。
Now, matter of fact, often people link the Passover with the Unleavened Feast.
很多时候，以色列人把除酵节跟逾越节连在一起。
Because they are closely connected.
因为他们很紧接在一起。
This feast reminds Israel had to leave Egypt quickly.
这一个节期，提醒以色列人他们必须很快的离开埃及。
They could not take any leavened bread out of Egypt.
他们不可以带任何发酵的面，离开埃及。
Leaven represents sin.
酵代表罪。
And they could not have any leaven in their bread.
他们不可以有任何酵在他们的面包里面。
This represents the fact that we need to remove sin from our lives.
这就代表我们必须从我们生命里面除掉这个罪。
We can read this in Exodus 13.
我们可以读出埃及记十三章。
But we're going to skip over that so that we can get through the sermon because it's so long.
我们要跳过这一段，因为我们读的话会太长了。
The point I want to show you.
我要让你看到的一点。
When God calls us out of Egypt.
当神召我们出埃及的时候。
When God calls us out of the world,
当神召我们出世界的时候
we need to leave in a hurry.
我们必须很快的离开
and don't take the old ways with us.
不要带着我们旧的方法生命出来
we cannot take the old ways
我们不可以带着旧的方法
into the new heaven.
到新的天堂
we cannot live according to Egypt.
我们不能照着旧的埃及的生活方式。
We have to live a new way.
我们必须过一个新的生活方式。
We have to live according to God's way.
我们必须照着神的方式来活。
Therefore, we must search our hearts to remove any leaven from our hearts.
所以我们必须要省察我们的心，除掉一切酵，就是罪。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
We will read that one.And it reads, Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
第六节，你们这样自夸是不好。你们不知道一点面酵能使全团发起来吗？既然你们是无酵的面，要把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀，献为祭身了。所以我们来守这节，不可用旧酵，就是不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用纯洁真实的无酵饼。
You see how the Feast of Unleavened Bread points us to our need for purity.
你可以看到这个除酵节怎么样指向我们新的纯洁的生命吗？
Amen. Psalm 51:10.
诗篇51:10五到十节。
I will read part of verse 10. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord."
第十节说。求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Unleavened bread points us to our need to live holy lives separate from sin.
无效饼是指着我们需要过一个新的没有罪的生活。
And also, unleavened feast points us again to Jesus.
这个无效节也是再一次把我们指向耶稣基督。
And I'm going to read Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 19.
路加福音15章14到19节。
Look at this. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, With fervent desire I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, look at this, gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body. The unleavened bread, Jesus says, this represents my body.
14节，时候到了，耶稣坐席，使门徒也和他同坐。耶稣对他们说，我非常渴望在受害之前和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到它实现在神的国度。耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说：“你们喝这，拿这杯，大家分着喝。我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等神的国来到。”他又拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，递给他们，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们如此行，乃是为纪念我。”你们有没有看到？他说这，没有效的饼是代表他的身体。
Amen, amen. The Feast of Unleavened Bread reminds us of the sinless life.That was broken for us.
无效节是预表着耶稣基督完全没有罪的身体为我们破碎。
Amen. Now we have one more feast, and I'm excited about it.
我们还有一个节期，我对这个节期非常激动。
And you're doing a great job, by the way. Let's give her a round of applause, amen. She's doing a great job. She's doing a great job. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, it says in verse 7, in Leviticus 23. Let's turn there. Oops. That's my marker. Thank you.And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you come out come into the land which I give to you, and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted on your behalf. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
Yeah, 第九节，耶和华吩咐摩西说你要吩咐以色列人对他们说你们到了我赐给你们的地收割庄稼的时候要把出熟的庄稼中的一捆拿来给祭司他要把这捆在耶和华面前摇一摇使你们蒙悦纳祭司要在安息日的次日把这捆摇一摇
So let's be clear, the three feasts happen right after each other.
所以我们要清楚明白三个节期一个接一个。
You had the Passover.
我们有逾越节。
The next day, you had unleavened bread.
第二天是除酵节。
Then you had the seventh day rest Sabbath.
然后之后是七天的安息日。
And then right after that, you had the Feast of First Fruits.
之后就是初熟节。
And this is significant because this is the day that Jesus rose from the dead.
这是非常有特别的意义，因为那是初熟节，是耶稣复活的日子。
The Feast of First Fruits represents the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
初熟节是代表耶稣基督的复活。
So let's look back at the Feast of First Fruits.
所以我们再回头看初熟节。
This was the time of barley harvest and corn harvest.
这个是大麦跟玉米收成的时候。
And the first fruits that sprung up.
最初长出来的庄稼。
before the full harvest,
在还没有完全收成之前,
they were to collect a part of this,
他们要收, 收割一部分,
bring it to the Lord, bring it to the priest before the Lord,
带给祭司, 献给神,
the priest was to wave it for the people.
祭司要在神面前摇一摇。
Now this, feast represented God's faithfulness, but also their dependence on God.
这个祭节期代表了神的信实，也代表了人民对神的依靠。
Look at this.
看看这个。
The one who gave the first fruits.
这个第一个成熟的庄稼。
Also promises a full harvest.
同时。神给了第一个成熟的庄稼，但是同时他也答应会有完全全部的庄稼成熟。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
在哥林多前书第十五章，
Paul lets us know that Jesus is that first fruit.
保罗告诉我们，耶稣基督就是那初熟的果子。
That was waved for us.
在神面前摇一摇，为我们摇一摇的。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 20, and it says, But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits,Afterwards, those who are Christ at his coming.
哥林多前书十五章二十节，其实基督已经从死人中复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。既然死是因一人而来，死人复活也因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，同样在基督里众人也都要复活。但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，然后在他来的时候是那些属于基督的。
If Jesus represents the sheaf,
如果耶稣基督是代表那一捆嫁妆，
If Jesus is represented by the first fruits,
如果耶稣基督是这初熟的果子代表耶稣基督，
Then the full harvest represents our resurrection.
那么这整个庄稼成熟是代表我们的复活。
God promises a resurrection for you and for me.
神答应了我们每一个人的复活。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep.But we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书十五章五十一，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，而是都要改变，就在一刹那转眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要吹响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变，这会朽坏的必须变成不朽坏的，这会死的总要变成不会死的，当这会朽坏的变成不朽坏的，这会死的变成不会死的，那时经上所记，死亡已被胜利吞灭了，这话就应验了，死亡呀，你的胜利的权势在哪里？死亡啊，你的毒刺在哪里？
And I love theseFeast, because these were times of joy and rejoicing.
我很喜欢这些节期，因为这是节期的时候，是很我们很愉快，很庆祝的时候。
God said, "These are my feasts."
神说这是我的节期。
And they point to our redemption.
他们指向我们的救赎。
Our cleansing.
我们的洁净。
and our resurrection.
跟我们的复活。
Praise be to God.
赞美神。
Amen.
Amen.